przeszła do balą zieli. Starzy wiele w las. Pryć są chwile mameni, tą i spalił mraz. Na dnes dzicie laskiwi prawi, jak ma swoi dziwku rad. Cho jej, ale i jako ja, když jsem byl mlad.
Little music right there from Czech and then some to kick off the show. And with that, we say Vítam vás and welcome to Czech Classics then and now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek back here with you once again for probably close to an hour and a half at least this week of great polka and waltz music. I think we're going to stick to Texas bands this week. So just Texas bands, not Texas and around the world, but Texas for sure. So, like I said, we started things off with Czech and then some doing a polka called The Long Time Polka, and it has indeed been a long time. Been about a month and a half or so, just took a little time off. Needed a little break, you know, kind of catch up on some other things, but glad to be back here once again. Today is Tuesday, March 18th, and man, the wind is just howling outside. The past couple of weeks, this wind has been just insane. So hope you guys are staying safe. And I know there's been a lot of wildfires around Central Texas area. So hopefully you guys are not being affected by those. But wind has been crazy. So I don't know. I've never seen it this crazy, this windy, this often. You know, I've seen winds like this before, but this is like the third time in 2 weeks that we've had just 40, 50 mile an hour gust at least. So hopefully it will all die down. I know there's a cold front coming in tomorrow. That's why the wind is so crazy right now. But it's going to cool off a little bit. We're definitely into spring, even though we're still a few days away from the official kickoff of spring. But spring is definitely here. Things are turning green. All my trees and plants are starting to bud out. So it's beautiful weather outside. So I'm really starting to enjoy it. So I got a great show for you this week. It's going to kind of be what we'll call kind of an internet show. And this is going to be a lot of stuff I've taken from a couple of YouTube channels. Of course, the great Mr. Madistra Pulse channel. The majority of the stuff I'm going to play today comes from his channel. He was killing me back in January. I didn't realize at the time, but he did. January was Texas Polka Music Month. So he featured Texas bands on his YouTube channel the entire month of January. And in February he went into Wisconsin music, and I think for March he's right now he's doing Cajun music. So if you dig any of that kind of stuff, definitely go check out his channel. I have a link at the bottom of the page, so definitely go check him out. Click on the playlist link and you will find the playlist for various types of music. Texas polka music, Wisconsin polka music, Cajun, Polish, European, all kinds of Greek, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. So let's get on into it. I got a lot of cool things, like I said, pulled off that page. And we're going to start things off, like this is pretty cool, I think. A couple of tunes from the Gil Bacha Orchestra. And these are from, I think, Gil Bacha's first album. I can't remember if it's first or second album. But these are 45 singles that were pulled from that album for a separate release. And the cool thing about these is like with, especially with Guide Records in Houston, they would release, you know, singles off albums, Leroy Motoka, other, Harry Zarnik, we can feature one of those later on. But they would, the singles were a lot different than the album version. They would change the mix up. They would add reverb, things like that. And in the case of the two songs I'm featuring about to feature now, the Gil Bacha singles on the records, the bass is supplied by Tua. But on the singles, they went back and overdubbed an electric bass guitar on top of the tuba. So you can hear electric bass on these songs, but they're playing tuba lines because they wanted it more for jukebox and things like that. So a little more updated sound. So that's pretty cool. So these are definitely different versions than the ones you would find on the album. So we're going to kick it off. I've talked enough. Let's get on into the music. And like I said, feature a couple of music starting off with Gil Bacha and his band. And first up is Bacha's Waltz.
Thank you.
quite a nice little set there featuring all Bacha music. Let's go back and recap what we were listening to. Like I said, we started things off a couple of tunes from a 45 by the Gil Bacha Orchestra with overdubbed electric bass guitar on top of the tuba. We had Bacha's Waltz and then followed that up with Gil's Polka. And then we followed that up with some music from the original Bacha Czech Orchestra, the Bachova Česká Kapela, one that I had never had until just recently, their version of Zakovarno, or the Behind the Blacksmith Shop Waltz. And that's from another YouTube channel that I've linked down below, from a gentleman named Walter Maksimovich. And Walter had a fantastic channel with tons of great old music that unfortunately just a couple of weeks ago got pulled off of YouTube because of some copyright arguments that a company made against his channel, which I think is BS. But anyway, he started a second channel and he's slowly rebuilding it. So again, I've got a link down at the bottom. And I think right now he has a couple of Brian Marshall full albums up there, and also a couple of Wince Shimmick full albums. But at the time, before his channel got pulled, he had like several albums by the Pateks, Jody McCullough, the Vrajals, you know, full albums. So hopefully at some point he will get those back up. I know that's his plan. I've talked to him about that. So he will be uploading those in the future. So definitely, you know, bookmark that channel and go back and visit it often, because I know he'll be adding more Texas music as the time goes on. So that's our first set down. We're going to keep moving on with some more rare music that I got from Mr. Medistra Pulse and his YouTube channel. And this is another Guide 45 from a band called the Music Kings I had never heard of before. And one of the great things about the Mr. Medistra Pulse channel is all his videos, if you click down on the bottom on the description, he gives a complete biography of the bands that he's featuring. So in this case, he had a nice little biography about this band, the Music Kings, which I had never heard of. And turns out it is a band put together by Henry Repka. And Henry Repka started out playing in Clarence Bacha's band. And then in the early 70s, I think 1973, he formed his own band called the Music Kings, which we're about to feature. And then later on, formed another band called the Henry Repka Band, which I've featured in the past. I think he had another band called Wildfire that was kind of a country band, but they also did a lot of polka music as well. So we're going to kick off this set with another Guide 45 from, like I said, the band called the Music Kings out of Houston. And they're going to do Waltz Time, one called Go to Sleep, My Children.
Dětičky, jdíte ho spát, tatíček musí jít hrát. Hospodě čekají lidičky na jeho smutné písničky. Dětičky, jdíte ho spát, nechte si o štěstí zdát. Až ráno přijde vás tatíček a přinese na chlebíček. Dětičky, jděte ho spát, tatíček musí jít prát. Hospodě čekají lidičky na jeho smutné písničky. Pětičky jdíte ho spát, nechte si o štěstí zdát. Až ráno přijde pas tatíček a přinese na chlebíček.
Goes a clock on the wall as we're dancing the evening away. Tick, 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 tock goes my heart with the clock beating time while the music is gay. Tick, 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 tock is a rhythm it plays, and I know it will make you feel blue. Oh, tick, 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 tock goes my heart with the clock. Don't they know that I'm dancing with you? Thank you.
All right, my man Leroy Motoko wrapping up that set, which was all Guide 45s. So, the last one wasn't, but I'll talk about that in a minute. Let's go back and recap what we were listening to. Like I said, we started things off with the Music Kings, Go to Sleep My Children Waltz, followed up with Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman from another Guide 45 doing their version of the TikTok Polka. Again, a different sounding version than the album version. A lot more reverb and things like that on that. Followed up with another Guide 45 from Leroy Motoko, the Guitar Schottische. And then the final tune, which we just heard, was from that album that I bought off eBay a little while back. That it was like my last remaining Leroy Motoko album that I had been searching for. I think that was the only one that was missing from my collection. That was one of kind of my like Holy Grail albums I was looking for. An album called Time to Dance, which is I think was his fourth album. So that was the Happy Musicians Polka. And we're going to hear another version of that song coming up a little later in the show. But so there we go. Second set down. Going to keep on rolling now with some more rare music. And feature some TNT 45s on this next set. Again, some really, really rare stuff. Again, courtesy of the great Mr. Pulse and his YouTube channel. And we're going to start things off with the High Toppers. And this is from a TNT 45. It's also on a TNT LP, which I have, called Polka Party, which is one side is the High Toppers, and the other side is the Joe Patek Orchestra, but they're all TNT 45s that they released on an album format. And like I said on my Facebook page, it's very, very cool. When I was actually cleaning the record, I noticed that the record looked kind of funny, and I took it out of the record cleaner and held it up, and sure enough, it was red vinyl. Really, really cool. I don't have many records that are on colored vinyl, but it was a beautiful, beautiful kind of dark red vinyl color. So really, really nice, rare album right there. So like I said, we're going to start things off with the High Toppers from the Polka Party LP. Polka Time, what called? I Want a Beer. And don't we all? Thank you.
czasem na Pawlaci przyszło nam je strasidlo. Miał loboty, jał gałoty, hakiem je se plasilo. Wem kosiłku mezy zuby miało nam je bu-bu-bu. Gdyby se te wszyscy pali, ja se ciebać nie budu. There are some folk who have lots of money, one of them I'll let it be. But as long as I can buy on credit, that will never bother me. A married friend is a friend indeed, I might as well get married too. Take me, baby, don't say maybe, take me, never let me go.
Wow, I bet you never heard the Vrazils sound like that before, right? So let's go back and recap what we're listening to. Like I said, these are all TNT releases. The first up was the High Toppers from that Polka Party album, but also released separately as a TNT 45. One called I Want a Beer. Right after that, a rare 45 from the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra. Their version of Ajbudu Spot, When I Sleep. Follow that with George Machart, who has some separate releases on, I believe, the All-Star label, but this is a TNT 45 release, their version of the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka, and then a couple of I think this may be these are separate 45s. I thought I was thinking maybe it was 145 with both sides, but these are actually separate 45s. Two in a row by the Fragile Spoken Band. First up, their version of the Prune Song, Te Nashe Alei. And then we wrap that up with a really swinging, really, really cool version of the Fragiles playing In the Mood. I really enjoyed that. That was really, really cool. You don't hear the Fragiles really swing out much on their recordings. So that was really, really nice. I enjoyed that a lot. So another set down. We're just going to keep on rolling now with some more really, really cool music. And this is another really, really interesting find that I found on Walter Maksimovich's page, his defunct page, but hopefully we'll be back at some point. A band called Lee Prowsey and his Tyrolean band. And this is a really kind of unique story. So Lee Prowsey, back in the 30s, had his own band and was apparently very popular back in the 30s around the Central Texas area, Schulenburg, that area. And so Adolph Pavlis, who would go on to form Adolph Pavlis and the Bohemians, Adolph Pavlis entered a contest by the Gold Chain Flower Company. They were looking for a band to feature on a radio show that would be sponsored by Gold Chain Flower. And so Adolph Pavlis entered the contest, but he didn't really have a band. So he kind of recruited a lot of the members from Lee Prowsey's band, and they actually won the contest. And so they became Adolph Pavlis and his Gold Chain Bohemians. And so there's a lot of 45s out there that are called Adolph and his Bohemians, and sometimes they get mixed up with Adolph Hoffner. But if you see any 45s out there that just say Adolph and his Bohemians, that's actually Adolph Pavlis. He also recorded under Adolph and the Boys, some 78s that are released under that name. So anyway, so after the after Adolph Pavlis' band broke up, Lee Prowsey kind of picked up the remains and recruited those guys back into his own band, and they started a band called Lee Prowsey and his Tyrolean boys, and they were also known as the Blue Jackets. And then after a few years, when he got kind of retired from playing, he passed the Blue Jackets on to his drummer, who was Ryan Winkler. And Ryan Winkler turned around and reformed the band and turned that into the Ryan Winkler Orchestra. So the Lee Prowsey original band has a lot of kind of tentacles in these other bands that would come later, the Adolph Pavlis and the Gold Chain Bohemians, and also the Ryan Winkler Orchestra. So anyway, a little history there. So we're going to start out with Lee Prowsey and his Tyrolean band, and we're going to follow that up with the Ryan Winkler Orchestra. But first up, Lee Prowsey and his Tyrolean band from an old Vocalion 78, doing one called the Ostend Schottisch. Thank you. Some more real rare music to wrap up that set that I'll talk about in a minute. But let's go back and recap what we're listening to. Like I said, started things off with Lee Prowsey and his Tyrolean band, which were also known as the Blue Jackets, because they wore these blue felt jackets, kind of a Tyrolean looking jackets with the little Tyrolean hats and that kind of stuff. One called the Ostend Schottisch. Right after that, the band that formed out of the Lee Prowsey's Tyrolean band, the Ryan Winkler Orchestra from an Imperial 78, another real rare recording, the Wolgaster March, and then we wrapped that up with another really, really rare TNT 45 from a band I'd never heard of before. Again, thank you to Mr. Magister Pulse for featuring this band. He actually sent me an extra copy of this 45 along with a bunch of others, like 20 45s that he had extra copies of. So huge thank you to Mr. Magister Pulse, who his real name is Mark. He lives out in California. But huge thank you to Mark for sending those to me. A band called the Markman Polketeers, and that was their version of Under Our Window. And we give you a little history lesson real quick about the Markman Polketeers. Like I said, on the YouTube page for Mr. Magister Pulse, he features biographies of all these bands. So this comes from his page, and so the Markman Polketeers were a family band based out of the San Antonio area, and they featured William Otto Markman Sr., his son William Otto Markman Jr., and his grandson Leroy Markman. And like I said, they were based out of San Antonio. They released two TNT 45s, which I have both of those, courtesy of Mr. Magister Pulse. And they played around the San Antonio area, and said they played as late as 2019 in the San Antonio area, and they particularly played at the St. Matthew Catholic Church in Jordanton, which is just south of San Antonio. So maybe some of you guys have heard of or ever got to see the Markman Polketeers. Like I said, another band I had never heard of in my life until I saw them on that YouTube page. So again, some really, really cool, rare music right there. And we're going to roll on now. This is feature some music now that from one of those LPs I got from my good buddy Don Main down in Corpus Christi from the Wentz Shimmick Orchestra. This is one of the only Wentz Shimmick albums that I did not have at the time, but I'm glad to get that added to my collection. And so going to feature a couple of music from Wentz Shimmick Orchestra from their album All-Star Polka Sounds. Really, really good album. So I think you'll enjoy this. So a couple in a row from Wentz Shimmick and his band. And we're going to start things off with the old classic, Clover in the Water, as they call it, Clover in the Woods.
Clover in the Woods. trávičku v lese. Bože, Bože, rozpomeň se, jaké je to mi a milovaní, když tě děvče nechce. Jaké je to mi a milovaní, když tě děvče nechce. A je telíčku v lese, Bože, Bože, rozpomeň se, jaké je to mi a milovaní, když tě děvče nechce. Jaké je to mi a milovaní, když tě děvče nechce. Ústranského nárohu stojí loček flamendru, mezi nima můj miláček musí zítra k odvodu. Mezi nima můj miláček musí zítra k odvodu. A jestli mi ho odvedou, dvě srdečka rozvedou, dvě srdečka čtyři oči plakať budou najednou. Dvě srdečka čtyři oči plakať budou najednou.
Patkové zpívali mi se. či jasné měsíčko. Matkové zpívali, my se líbali, či jasné měsíčko.
Just a ton of rare music on this show. Really, really cool stuff. I don't know if you guys know, you know, think it's rare or whatever, but trust me, it is. This stuff is really, really rare. You can't find this stuff anywhere. So, like I said, started things off that set a couple in a row from Wentz Shimmick from their album All Star Polka Sounds. We had Clover in the Woods or Clover by the Water. And then also the Drafted Polka, which a lot of bands have recorded under the name the JoJo Polka. Followed that up with a super rare Joe Patek 78, which I had never seen before. Their version of Andulco Verna, of course, also known as True Annie. And that has a really unique story. just kind of music nerds like me. So that 78 was released originally with the Auermeich polka on one side and the Andulka Verna, or the True Annie Waltz, on the other side. At some point, it got re-released with Auermeich polka on one side, but then on the other side, it got re-released with the Orphan Waltz, the original version, the ever first recorded version of the Orphan Waltz by the Pateks, and they actually took a piece of paper and taped it on the label, covering up the Andulka. They still had the labels with the Andulka Verna name on it, so they taped over that and typed in Orphan Waltz. So really, really some little recycling right there, I guess, you know, but really, really interesting to see that. And then another one, another rare 45, like I said, the song we featured earlier, but a really, really swinging, just swing, man, just the jazz influences on that, this version of the Happy Musicians Polka by the Joe Pateks Orchestra. I hope you guys can appreciate that. That just really cooked. I mean, a lot of, you know, especially in the later years, the Pateks Orchestra kind of, I don't want to say they got sloppy, but they got just, a little, you know, especially like with the tuba. I mean, they call Charlie One Finger Tuba for a reason, but where he kind of just played the same chords over and over, even though they didn't really fit. But in the early days, man, the Pateks just swung. There was nobody that could touch him. So there we go. Two in a row from Wint Shimek and two in a row from Joe Patek. And we got one last set we're going to get on into with some more cool, rare music here. Bands out of the Houston area. This time, we're going to start things off with Julius Tuba from another 45 on the Camwood label, which was actually produced by, oh my God, my mind is drawing a blank here. The record producer out of Houston, Don, I cannot think of his last name. You guys know it, and I know it too, but I just can't think of it. They had Guide Records, but they had all these subsidiary labels that they released records on for whatever reason. Camwood was one, but it was under the Guide label as well. There were a couple other different labels, but they're all under Guide Records. They're all recorded. Ray Doggett. Sorry, my brain was just having a brain fart there for a minute. So Ray Doggett recorded all these bands out of his studio. The majority of them were released on the Guide label. Excuse me, but there were other subsidiary labels. Camwood, Bel Air was another label. But so anyway, we're going to kick this set off with Julius Tuba from a 45 on the Camwood label and his version of In Heaven There Is No Beer.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. When we are gone from here, our friends will be drinking all our beer. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Let's all have a toast to you, my friend, let us drink of you. For when all my drink is through, then all the drinking will be up to you. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. We're working from year to year, so let's drink another beer. For when we are gone from here, you know who'll be drinking all our beer. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. In heaven there is no fear, so stand up and let us cheer. For when we are gone from here, our friends will be drinking all our beer.
la 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 la. We'll be right back.
All right. Wrapping up that little set there with the Bill Mraz Orchestra. One were on their own label, the Bill Mraz label, a 45 right there, the Henry Polka. Right with that, we had Vernon Drost and his band on the Tonka label, T-O-N-K-A, doing their version of Juarez, Mexico. And like I said, we started that off with Julius Tupa and his band on the Camwood label doing In Heaven, There Is No Beer. And those, again, all came from the great Mr. Modista Pulse YouTube channel. And so that's it for this show. Glad to be back in the saddle. Glad to feature some really rare music here. And I got a lot more coming. Let me tell you guys. I just met this past Sunday. Drove up to Academy and hooked up with Patricia Holscher, who is Rose Rogel's cousin. And she had a whole big a tub full of records, everything. LPs, 45s, 78s. And I grabbed a bunch of those. I've got like four super, super cool 78s that I cannot wait to get cleaned up and play. A couple of Bill Mraz 78s. Another Rudy Kurtz 78. I think it's Rudy Kurtz. And then also another band I'd never heard of, I think, that is out of the Ennis area, called the Frank Cuban Band, the Frank Cuban Orchestra. I picked up a 78 from that band. Again, I'd never heard of, so I cannot wait to hear those and transfer them, and I will play them for you guys shortly. Picked up the very first two Jody Mikula LPs, again, which I did not even know existed. I thought I had everything, pretty much, but apparently they had two more LPs I didn't know about, so I grabbed those. A band called John and the Red Diamonds, that was another one that was on kind of my Holy Grail list that I had seen but had never been able to snag. I seen it on eBay, but people wanted like $40 for it. You know, it's like, I'm not paying $40 for an LP, sorry. I don't care how good it is or how much I need it, you know. I'll just wait, and then, hey, guess what? You just wait long enough, sometimes things fall in your lap. So I picked that up. Also got a bunch of 45s from Melvin and his band, a very, very rare band, I think, out of the Shiner area. Charles Tusek and his band out of the Shiner area. And some other cool stuff that I'll be featuring as well. So got a lot more rare music coming your way. So, definitely I'm going to start getting shows out more frequently. So, like I said, just need a little break. But we're going to get back into it now. And I'm going to wrap the set up with the Jody Mikula Orchestra, the aforementioned Jody Mikula Orchestra. And this is from another album that I didn't have. This is from 2001, an album called The Shades of Jody Mikula Orchestra. And this is the one, like I said, that was featured on the Walter Maksimovich page. That unfortunately got taken down, but I'm sure at some point he will have that back up. But great, great album. So I was glad to get snagged that one as well. So we're going to get on out of here with Jody Mikula and his kid's band now, doing their version of the Muzyki Muzyki Waltz, Music, Music, Music You Must Play Pretty. And so hope you guys enjoyed the show. I had a lot of fun putting this one together. As you can tell, I'm kind of excited about it. A lot of really cool stuff on this one. And like I said, I got a lot more cool stuff coming down the pike. And who knows, whatever I may stumble upon at some other point. But, a lot of really cool stuff lately. And I got a bunch of cassettes from Rose's cousin as well that I did not have. I got like 10 cassettes, and about five of them I didn't have. Some of them I didn't think I had, but actually do. But these will be upgrades, you know, an improvement in sound quality. But definitely some stuff I did not have. A Tony Yannick cassette I did not have. A Donnie Wawa one. One by the New Edition. Another Leo Mayek cassette I did not have. A couple by the Red Ravens and a couple by the Shiner Hobos. So lots of cool stuff coming down the road. So anyway, we're going to get out of here now. But we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another show. As soon as I get some of this stuff transferred over, I'll feature it on the next show. So until then, you guys take care. Stay safe. And we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
музики, музики. Музик те красне гра.
No.